Hello. This is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action with a Climate to Thrive. This 5-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience building action from across the state. I'm your host, Corey McVeigh, and I'm the Renewable Energy Solutions Coordinator with a Climate to Thrive. Let's dive in. In today's episode, I will be breaking down electricity bills. For many of us, these are bills that we pay each month without much thought, and we might even have the bill set to auto-pay. However, there's a lot more going on behind these bills than you might initially think. Versant Power and Central Maine Power are Maine's two investor-owned electric utilities, and they deliver an overwhelming majority of the state's electricity. I will specifically be looking at examples of Versant Power bills today, but they are similar to Central Maine Power's bills. Before I talk more about electricity bills, I want to give some important background information. Maine's electric utilities were restructured by the state in 2000 with the Restructuring Act. As a result of this legislation, all of the state's electric utilities were forced to sell off their energy generation assets, such as hydroelectric power plants, natural gas power plants, solar farms, and more. Moving forward, the electric utilities could only own the transmission and distribution systems, which are made up of the physical poles and wires that are all around us. You may have noticed there are two main kinds of charges on your bills: supply and delivery charges. The electricity supply charges are the costs that are passed on through your electric utility from the various energy generation companies. These are companies that own those hydroelectric power plants, solar farms, and more. Customers can choose their energy provider and may shop around to get the best rates with competitive energy suppliers. However, most people receive the standard offer rate for electricity supply, which is set by the Maine Public Utilities Commission on January 1st each year. The delivery charges are the other portion of your bill. These charges go directly to your local utility. Versant Power breaks the delivery charges down into four different rates: distribution, transmission, stranded costs, and conservation rates. Distribution rates specifically cover the costs of the local system of poles, wires, and substations to deliver power from the transmission lines to homes and businesses. Transmission rates cover the costs of the high voltage system that transports bulk power. These are the larger and taller poles that carry lots of wires over longer distances. Conservation charges fund Efficiency Maine's annual operations. Efficiency Maine, also known as Efficiency Maine Trust, is the independent quasi-state agency established to plan and implement energy efficiency programs in Maine. Stranded costs are the charges that reflect the costs of state programs, long-term power purchases, and contracts left over from before Maine's electric utilities were restructured in 2000. These are unrecoverable costs that the utilities are able to collect through stranded cost rates. To learn more about your electricity bills, you can visit your local electric utilities website. Central Maine Power and Versant Power both have Understanding Your Bill sections on their websites, which break down what each section of the bill means. This was a brief and hopefully helpful breakdown of electricity bills specifically for Versant Power customers. As we work to fully transition to renewable energy, it is important to have a strong understanding of the relationship between our electric utilities and this transition, which includes the bills that most of us pay each month. Please reach out to me at Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, at aclimate2thrive.org if you have any energy-related questions you would like to have answered in a future episode. This has been Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a climate to thrive, on WERU-FM. We are here every Thursday morning at 8:30. Thanks for listening!